doing it. I've been doing it. He said, you see, you can't see the flower until it blooms. He said, it's still in that cocoon. He said, but it's there. It's there. It's there. If I could just find a vessel who will hang on long enough. You see, I don't know about you, but I've been waiting on my children to come into some things. You see, I've been waiting. And he said, Tammy, don't give up. He said, you're almost there, baby. You're almost there, but it's still in the cocoon. He said, you're not seeing it, so you're feeling discouraged. But he said, if you'll wait, I'm about to cause that thing to birth and to bring forth the fruit that's inside, and it's more glorious than you could ever even imagine. He said, it's more beautiful. He said, it's going to take your breath away. He said, but if you don't keep going and you give up before the time, it's going to be soured fruit. It ain't going to be the sweet thing you've been waiting on. He said, but if you'll wait, you'll see the sweetness. You'll taste it. You'll taste it, and it's better than anything you could have ever imagined. Somebody's got to hang on in this hour. I don't know about you, but I'm hanging on. And he said, the harvest is going to come in a season. And he told me this, and I'll close. He said, listen to me. I promised you that those who sow in tears will reap in joy. He can't lie. He can't lie. He can't lie. The joy is coming in the morning. It's coming. It's coming. The harvest is here. It's here. Trust me, it's here. You just haven't seen it. You just haven't seen it yet. And so he said this. This is what he said. This is a word for me. I'm going to tell you, it is a word for me. He said, Tammy, you're still in the night. See, it's a night season. See, the flower does close up even at the night. And then it blooms back in the morning. And so he said, Tammy, when you feel like you're about to give up, you're in the night season, okay? And so he said, but just as faithful as the sun is to rise every day, so I am just as faithful to keep my promises. That joy really is coming in the morning. That thing is going to bloom, and you're going to see it if you won't give up. You will have the joy unspeakable and full of glory. The harvest is coming. And I'm going to give you one verse, and we really are closing. Song of Solomon 3:1. Oh, the Lord's been having me in Song of Solomon, and boy, I love it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful story. And just about the intimacy. Yes, it can be between a husband and a wife, but I also see the story between the bride and the bridegroom, Christ. And man, it'll just blow your mind when you start really getting into that. But Song of Solomon 3:1 says this: by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I found him not. And in one version, it says, in the night seasons, the night season, when you look that word up, the night season, it actually means a season of dread. It's a season of fear. And this is what he said. When you're going through a time of a night season like this, fear and dread try to come on you. They try to get you to believe that you're never going to see what you thought was going to be. They get you to a place where you're seeing everything with your eyes. You're hearing the bad news. You're getting the bad report. You're seeing the bad works. You're seeing everything that don't look good. And he said, what it does is it gives you that dread. You start fearing things. And I know you've heard this, but false evidence appearing real is what fear is. And fear will drive you in the wrong way. You cannot give in to the spirit of fear. You have to reject it, resist it, and believe God and recognize it's just a season, dear. It's just a season. It's just simply the night season, but morning is coming. You see, you're almost there. Don't give up. If you're going to fulfill your calling in life, you're going to have to say, I won't give up. If you're going to finish the works God gave you, and some of those works are to see your loved ones come in. If you're going to see that, you're going to have to not give up. And you're just going to have to not be discouraged when it looks like nothing's working. When it looks like that child is still out there doing drugs and you say, God, I thought there was going to be a turnaround. When it looks like that thing is going to end in destruction, you have to keep believing. Just trust God. You're in the process. Boy, the harvest is just still ripening. It's still being perfected. And I don't want anything less than perfect. I want it perfected. I want the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God to come forth in my life. So, child, I pray that you know more about your calling today. And I pray that you're encouraged to press on, even when it doesn't look like your calling's actually your calling, okay? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like anything's going the way you thought it'd go. God's faithful. He will see you all the way. Just hang on, because you're almost there. Amen?
You know, not giving up.
Mm.
On Kaylin.
Yes.
My bonus daughter, Angel's mom.
Yep. Yes, dear.
I came very close. Yes. Very close to giving up.
Yep.
She went through 2 detox centers.
Wow.
And she's now in her 3rd rehab.
Mm.
And the rehabs are about 3 hours away, one way.
Mm.
So when she called me, telling me that she left the 2nd rehab, I did not want to go.
Yes. Yep.
Too bad.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes
I mean, that was the first thought in my head.
That's right.
And I had to take that thought captive.
Yep.
Do you line up with the Word of God?
Mm.
Oh,
yes.
Sucker, you don't. You got to go.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I prayed in that moment, Lord, I don't know what I need to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But what do you say I need to do?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm going to do.
Yes. That's right.
And he told me and Angel. Angel was with me at the center. We were cleaning. We were in the middle of it.
Wow.
And the Lord said, if you don't go get her, someone's going to. And then that demon is going to come and it's going to be 7 times worse. Girl, I said, Angel, we got to go now. So we dropped everything.
Praise God. And we
hightailed it.
Wow.
To go get her.
God.
That baby. Kaylin is now about 180 days clean.
Woo!
And not only that, but her sister that has a 2-year-old little girl now has going on her 2nd week.
Wow.
Because Kaylin has seen me and the change that the Lord has made in me.
Yes.
And then Tasha sees the change in her sister and is encouraged.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about a ripple effect.
Yes. Praise God.
In that moment, Tammy, I wanted to just
throw your hands up.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yes.
But I have enough in me now to wait a minute. Is that Monica's thought?
Yes.
Is it the devil's thought?
That's right.
Does it line up with the Word of God?
Yes. Wow.
And if it doesn't, throw it out.
That's right.
And then I had to ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? Because you already know that I don't want to.
Yeah. Right.
But God.
He's so good.
It's just. God is plowing the heart of the one you've been praying for.
Yes.
Don't take your hand off that plow.
Woo! That's good.
Because seeds are going in.
Yes.
And you're going to get the harvest.
Yes, praise God.
It's coming.
I know it. I receive it. Ooh. Wow. You know what I'm reminded of? And thank you for sharing that. So good. He who is faithful will finish the work.
Come on.
So we can trust him to do that.
Amen. Would you like to close out in prayer, sister?
Father, I just ask you to bless each and every person that's with us today. God, I just ask you to encourage their spirits today. God, I ask you to give them hope to keep hanging on. Father, we are spurring one another on to good works. And Father, today you have encouraged us to keep going all the way. Just one mile marker at a time, God. We'll step out by faith and we'll just keep plowing. We will not look back. We will not take our hand off the plow, but we will go all the way. Father, we thank you that your spirit is helping us to accomplish it. We thank you that you who begun a good work in us will complete it. Father, I thank you that you're not only faithful to complete it in us, you're completing it in all those that we've been standing in the gap for and praying and believing for. You're going to complete the good work in them. God, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Neva Pite, and from Little Angel in the background, and from Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey, y'all have a blessed Monday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.